Very first quick one, Chairman. Is it your current intention to nominate for election at next year's annual meeting?
I'm up for review on an annual basis, Stephen, and my board colleagues go through, as I do, the I suppose the assessment program, and I'll make a decision once I've completed that.
So it's you've got an open mind at the moment. It's no firm idea in your mind that you will nominate again.
I've been elected for 12 months, as I've been elected for 12 months since 2006, and that's where I'll be, Stephen.
Okay, now you sent out a DVD with an interview with Robert Gottliebson from Business Spectator to the shareholders. Robert Gottliebson's colleague, Alan Kohler, wrote a column in September 2006 in the Fairfax Press saying that the Billiton merger was a disaster. He called it terrorism, he said it was a hijacking, and he claimed that it represented a $26 billion transfer of value from BHP shareholders to Billiton shareholders on the basis that we gave Billiton 42% of the shares, and these days those same assets only produce roughly 20% of the profits. If you look at the move in the share prices yesterday, there was a $35 billion transfer of relative value away from Rio Tinto back to BHP after you walked away from what was clearly would have been a disastrous deal for us. So my question to you is, in hindsight, looking at the massive dilution from the Billiton deal and what would have been massive dilution from the Rio Tinto deal, where you were attempting to do the same thing again, which of those two proposals do you think would have been more dilutive? And do you agree that the combined loss from those two proposals based on share price movements and profits from the assets would have been somewhere around $70 billion if we hadn't come to our senses before yesterday?
I stand by the scoreboard, Stephen.
But you would have to agree...
If you want to extract any piece out of any transaction we do, you'll make news, comment, whatever you like. You cannot just look at something in isolation. That's what you should look at. If you're a good investor, Stephen, and you say you are, if you're not following that, you've got a problem.
But you have to agree, Don. The stock would be north of $50 if we hadn't done Billiton.
That's hypothetical, Stephen. Here's what the market's done, and the basic fundamentals of what we do are there for all to see.
So
I rest by the scoreboard.
So that Kohler claim about it being a disastrous deal, you disagree with that?
If you want to quote somebody else, that's fine. I'll keep putting it to the scoreboard.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.